The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In Sefer Mishlei, Perigimel Posuk Tesvov. Yikorehi mipnimim v'chol chafotzecho le'yish v'bo. Shlema Mele, King Solomon wrote, it is more precious to me, he is referring to the Torah, the wisdom of the Torah is more precious to me than pearls. And all of your worldly desires, whatever it might be, cannot equal it. Rashi explains, Kolchem deisecho lo yeshovin b'shivuha b'domehen b'domeho. All of the worldly desires cannot equal the value of Divrei Torah, of the words of the Torah. Also, he wrote in Mishlei Perches Posuk Yud Aleph, Ki tova chochma mipnimin v'chol chafotzim la'yishvua. The wisdom is more precious than pearls, and all desires cannot equal it. Now, from the first Pasuk that said, Chafotzecho, this means all of your worldly desires cannot equal the words of Torah. But from the second Pasuk that states, Kol Chafotzim lo yishvavo, this means any type of desires, not only worldly desires here, but any type of desires. The Gemara in Perakama de Maikotin, Davtes Omed Beis, Mora asked the Kasha. One place it states all of Kol Chafotzecho lo yishvavo, all of your desires, which implies Chepsi Shomayim yishvavo. The Torah is more precious to all material wants of this world, but it's not more precious to non-material wants, to not non-material desires, for example, mitzvahs. And the other pasuk states, Kol hafotzim lo yishvavo. This implies that the Torah, the words of Torah, are more precious than all desires. Afilo heftzei shomayim, even more precious than these desires of heaven. In other words, even more precious than mitzvahs. The more answers, kan be mitzvah she'efshe la'aseise al yedei acherim, kan be mitzvah she'efshe la'aseise al yedei acherim. One posuk is referring to a mitzvah which has to be done and cannot be done through others. For example, the mitzvah of sukkah, that you can have someone else sit in the sukkah for you. Or the mitzvah of krishma, you can have someone else read krishma for you. The mitzvah of tefillin. So in that case, Torah is more precious than all of your worldly desires, but not more than mitzvahs. And you have to stop your studying of Torah and to go fulfill mitzvahs. But the other case, the other posuk is referring to mitzvahs which can be fulfilled al yedei acherim, through others. There's a certain mitzvah that has to be done. For example, someone has to need something and there's a mitzvah of chesed and someone else can take care of it. Or a dead person has to be buried and someone else can take care of it. Then Torah is more precious than even those mitzvahs. And from here the Gemara says, when you are studying Torah, therefore, the words of Torah are more precious for than all of your desires and all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desires. Except if it's a mitzvah which cannot be fulfilled through others, then rather than let it become deferred totally, you must stop and go and do this mitzvah. This is what we see from that Gemara. A similar Gemara we have in Yishalmi, the beginning of Masechta Peah. Rabbi Rachya and Rabbi Chiyo, the Kfar Tchumin, Chad Omar Kola Eilam Ein Ashove Ledove Echod Medivere Teira. One said that the whole world, this whole physical world, is not equal to one word of Torah. When we come to evaluate and to weigh up the actual cost or value, the whole world does not equal one word of the wisdom of Torah. Chad Omar, and the other said, Afilu kol mitzvaysov einam shovim ledov echad midivrei Torah. And the other said, even all of the mitzvahs of Hashem is not equal to one word of divrei Torah, of the wisdom of Torah. And this is like we said before. And David HaMelech also wrote this in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Pasuk Ein Beis. He wrote, Tov li teres picho me'alf bezov kesef. The Torah of your mouth, he's referring to Hashem, to Almighty, is more precious to me than 1,000 pieces of gold and silver. So he was saying that the Torah that we learn from Hashem cannot be measured in material wealth. Even 1,000 pieces of gold and silver does not equal one word of Torah. And then in Kapitel Pei Dalet, Posuk Yud Aleph, is written, Ki tov yom bechatzeirecho me'olef. A day in your courtyard is better than 1,000. What is this referring to? The Gemara brings in Masechta Bamei Madlikin, Shabbos Daf Lamed, Seif Omer Aleph. David was mitztayer. He was upset. Well, that's a discussion. He was wondering, perhaps, actually, one thing was is he was always upset that he wasn't able to build the Beis Hamikdash. But also there's a discussion there that perhaps he should be taken from this world a little sooner, because it was decreed that the Beis Hamikdash would be built only through his son after he becomes king. And a son can become king. His son Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, can become king only after he dies. So maybe he should be taken from this world a little sooner in order that the Beis Hamikdash can be built. Both ways, whatever his concern was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid HaMelech, Tov li yem echod shato yeshiva esik betera. To me, it is more precious, even one day of your studying of Torah. This is what it means. Ki tev yem bechatzeirecho me elef olos shosit shlema bincha lahakriv lefona al gabi mizbeach. From 1,000 burnt offerings that your son Solomon Shlema is going to bring on the altar when he builds the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, don't worry. One day of your learning of Torah is more precious to me, me'olef, than 1,000 burnt offerings than your son, Shlomo HaMelech, will bring on the altar. From here we see the value of the wisdom of Torah. And the Medrash tells us, Medrash Rabbah, Ein kol berio b'hai almo. Yochal litein schora afila ledover echa shel divrei Torah. The Torah is so precious that there is no one or nothing in this world that can pay properly even for one word of the wisdom of the Torah. Incidentally, from here we see how careful one should be with the study of Torah. We're not speaking about someone, Rabbi Kiva, that learned the entire Torah. We're speaking afilu ledover echad shel divrei Torah. Even one thought of Torah, one chidush of Torah. And that's what the Vilna Gaon writes, that every word of Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, is an individual mitzvah by itself. And each one carries the reward of Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, the reward of the study of Torah, which is equal to all of the mitzvahs. So therefore we can imagine, he writes, how many mitzvahs a person has if he learns a daf gemara, if he learns a page of gemara. Why is this? The Maral in the Nesiva Salem, Nesiva Torah, in the first perek, explains this through Gemara and Satan. Daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph. The Gemara is referring to another posuk in Mishlei, Perechof Aleph, posuk Aleph. No, excuse me. Perech Vov, posuk Chof Gimel. King Solomon wrote, Kiner mitzvah v'seder or. A mitzvah is like a ner, a candle. Torah, but the study of Torah, that's like a light. Not like an individual candle, but that's like light in general. The Gemara brings Vasanya Zu Dorish Ramnachen Rabyesi. Kiner mitzvah besora or tola akosu vesa mitzvah bener vesa tora bi or esa mitzvah bener leim aloch. A mitzvah is like a candle to tell us maner eino megino or eino meiro el lefisho. A candle can protect a person temporarily. He has temporary light, but it burns out. Af mitzvah ein a megina ela lefisho. So is it with a mitzvah. A mitzvah can be megina umeira. A mitzvah also will protect the person and give a person light, but lefisho, but only temporarily. Eventually, it will burn out. Vesat Torah boor elei maloch. But the Torah is compared to light in general. Ma'or megin u'me'ira la'elam. And light is forever and protects a person forever. Af Torah megina la'olam u'me'ira la'elam. So will Torah. The Maral explains, a ner, a candle, is physical. And being that it's physical, it's limited. Because everything that has a physical makeup, that belongs to this physical world is limited. Light is not. What is light? We see in the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light, he said, Vayi Or, Vayikra Hashem Le'or Yom. He called that light day. Light is day. And the light of the day is not limited. Its expanse is unlimited. And light is something which is not considered physical. It does have a physical source, it has the sun. But it's considered something already that is not tangible and something which is non-material. So therefore, mitzvahs, nobody can underestimate their value and their importance, the mitzvahs of the Torah. And their source comes from the Torah. But still, we have to bring them into the physical world and we have to fulfill them physically. For example, a sukkah, you have to take physical boards, physical things that grow, and make a sukkah out of it. The same thing with a lulav, the same thing with shofar, the same thing with tefillin. They are made of physical material because they are brought into this world. And you fulfill them physically. You fulfill them through your physical actions. And being physical, the source is not. The source is bilti gashmi, spiritual. But they are brought into the physical world. Therefore, they take on the limitations of the physical world. This is why a mitzvah of sukkah you can fulfill only during the 7 days of sukkahs. A mitzvah of matzah, you can fulfill only the first night Pesach. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkot on Pesach, or on the mitzvah of Pesach on Sukkot. They become mugbal. They become limited and structured within the time zone of this world. And therefore they're like a candle. And since they are limited, then their value is enormous, but we cannot say it is unlimited. And therefore, Megino Umeira Lesho, he gives a person wonderful benefits, but there are limitations. But Torah, the Torah of Hashem, is bilti gashmi. It is beyond physical level, the wisdom of the Torah. And even when it comes into this world and a person studies the Torah, he studies the Torah with his mind and his intellect, which is also bilti gashmi, which is also unlimited, beyond the physical world. And he does not have to bring it into the confines or the parameters of the physical world. And that's why Masechta Sukkah you can learn on Pesach. Masechta Psochim, the laws of Pesach, study on Sukkot. It's the same Torah. It is not limited to physical space or time. And being so, its benefits are unlimited. And therefore, Megino Me'ira La'ilam. It gives a person light forever. And not only light in this world, and not only protection in this world, because it's not from this, from the material world, but even in the next worlds also. The Gemara brings further in Masechta Seitan this posuk. The Gemara says, Aveiro mechab a mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah, But he does severe averos. It could be the avera will extinguish the mitzvah. The light that he had from the mitzvah, the schuyes, the merits that he built up from the mitzvah, the avera might extinguish it. Aval ein avera mechave Torah. But an avera, transgression, will not extinguish his Torah. For the reason we gave. Because the avera is in this world. And the Torah he studies in this world is beyond this world. And the Gemara says, V'ilmole dorshua deig v'achitofel hochi leirotfu bosadovid. Doeg and Achitofel, who became enemies of David HaMelech, King David, they did not understand this. Had they understood this, they would not have tried to start up with David to pursue him and to harm him. Because they said, and Rashi explains, Kacho ye'emrim olov, they said on David, Elakim ozvu shebo aleishes ish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forsaken David because of his hate, of his transgression with Bathsheba, with the wife of Uriah. And therefore, Ratfu v'tofsua, let us pursue him and let us kill him. Ki ein matzul, because no one will come to his help. Ein leiskus shi'atzileno, shahaveiro kofsus ku Yosef. He has no excuse, no merit that will save him, because everything that he did, that will be cancelled out by this hate. And they didn't understand that if an avera can be mechaver mitzvah, if an avera can extinguish a mitzvah like the light of a candle, but no avera can extinguish the light of Torah, just like one cannot extinguish the light of day. Because the Madrega, the level of Torah, is from another world, while the level of Mitzvah and Aveira is in this world. To go a little deeper into this, why is the level of Torah so high, so much beyond this Torah, this world? Because the Torah preceded this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah many, many, many generations before he created this world. And even before he created all of the levels of the world. And not only that, but it states in Medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis, Shohia Mabit B'Torah, Ubor Alma, the worlds he created from the Torah. And this is why the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Peiches Omer Aleph, Loma Ne'amar Hei B'Shishi, when Hashem created the world, so it says, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi'i, second day, third day, fourth day. But when it came at the end of the Yemei Malacha, the end of the days of work, he said Yom Hashishi, not sixth day, but it is the sixth day, the special sixth day. What was so special about the sixth day? Because that was the end of the Yemei Malacha, the end of work. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this sixth day is linked to another sixth day, which is very special. And that's the sixth day of Sivan, when he said Yisrael is going to be Mekabel the Torah, they're going to be on Har Sinai to receive the Torah. And if they will receive the Torah, and they will bring it into this world, and they will accept it to study and fulfill the mitzvahs, then the world shall exist. But if not, then I will return the world to nothingness the way it was before creation. because the Torah is not something which came into a world. The Torah is the foundation of the world. And from the Torah, bara bi istakel ubara alma. From the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And this is why the Torah Hashem refers to as Torah. He gave it the name Torah. As it states in the Chumash, that I am giving you these luchos, tablets, mitzvahs, leherosom, from the word horah. Horah means to lead you, to guide you. Because there is no one that knows the proper path through the world as the Torah knows it. Just as there's no one that knows how a building is built as well as the architect does, who drew the master plan for the building, so there is no one that knows the straight path through the world as the Torah knows it, because the Torah was its foundation and master plan. This is why we find so much confusion in the world. You look through a world today and you see darkness and confusion. You don't see light. You don't see direction. Because nobody's interested in listening to what the Torah has to say. If they would listen to what the Torah would have to say, there would be light and direction. And not only does the Torah give you direction in this world, but in the next world also. In all of the worlds. All of the levels of the world to follow. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues in Masechta Seita. Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Mishlei, right before this posuk, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Seira Or, possibly before, he wrote, "Bihisalechecho tankeisoch." When you shall walk, it shall guide you. The Torah will guide you. "Bishoch becho," when you lay down, "Tishmorolecho," it shall guard you. "Bahakitzeiso," and when you awaken, "Hisisichecho," it shall speak to you. What is meant by this? So the Gemara says, "Bisalechecho tancha ishoch." When you shall walk, this refers to this world. Why does walking refer to this world? Because this world is called the derech, a way. We walk in this world. We come into this world. We walk in this world and we leave this world. So when you walk, the Torah will be your guide. Bishoch becho, when you lay down, the Gemara says, what does this refer to? This refers to biso. When you die, when a person dies, bekever, and he lays down in the grave, the Torah will guard you. Vakitzosa, and when you wake up, this refers to osilovei. When the meishim, when the dead will awaken, it shall speak to you. And the Maral explains, when you walk in this world, as we mentioned, this world is known as Olam. And Olam means Helam. Hele means concealed. Darkness. It's a world where the light is very difficult to find. Confusion. Bewilderment. Sphakos. This is what we find in this world. But we have a light. We can take the light from the wisdom of the Torah. It is a strong beam of light that makes the darkness of this world like broad daylight, where we know where to go. When a person dies and he lays down in the grave, what happens to the person? He becomes lost. He physically disappears. Tishmor alecha. The Torah will guard you. You will not disappear. Because this why a person physically disappears is because he's physical. But the Torah will make sure, your Torah will make sure that you will still be there. Because the spirit never disappears. And this is what is meant that Me'ira u'megina la'olam, the Torah will give you light and protection forever. Vakitzeiso hisisichecho, and when you wake up, it will speak with you. Because the ones who die, they are called demim, the silent. Person leaves this world, he's no longer a madaber. Speech is a sign of a life. As it states, a chai madaber. And when someone loses life, then he's demim, then he's silent. But no. When it's time to awaken, the Torah will speak with you and you will speak with the Torah. And this is all showing what the Gemara brought out. That the mitzvahs of the Torah will protect a person. But they might be limited. But the wisdom of the Torah that he has, that will be with the person forever. Then the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says a moshel, an example. Moshel l'odem shoyim ahalak bishon lailo. An example of a person who was walking in the darkness of night. Be'ishon lailo v'afilo. U'mishore min ha-keitzim, u'min ha-pechotim, u'min ha-barkonim. It's pitch black. Firstly, he's afraid that he's liable to step into a pit. He's liable to step off a cliff. That's his first fear. Secondly, mechayero, u'min ha-listim. A second fear he has, that there could be wild animals. He's out in the field, in the veld, pitch black in the middle of night. Or, listim, he's afraid of bandits. And then he has another problem. He doesn't know where to go. So he's fraught with problems. He's got three problems. Firstly, he might, who knows, what he can walk into. He can walk into a wall, into a boulder. He can step off a cliff. Secondly, there are wild animals. There are serpents. There are bandits. Thirdly, he doesn't know where to go. Then he came, he got a hold of a torch of light. Now he doesn't have to worry anymore about stepping into a hole or walking into a wall. But he still has to worry about wild animals, because the torch of light is not going to save him from the wild animals or from the bandits. And he's still a near der beze derech mahalech, and he still doesn't know which way he's going to go. Kivan sh'ol amur ha-shachar, since once the dawn breaks, then nitzel mechayro min alisti. Now he doesn't have to worry about the wild animals or about bandits, because those are evil forces that operate at night, not during the day. Good. But he still has his third problem. He doesn't know any day, a day in any day, but is it derech mahalech? He's still lost. He doesn't know which way to go. He gila proshes drochim, nitzel mikulam. Once he comes to the proshes drochim is the main roads where they cross, and there's a sign. Once he comes there, then he knows where he is. This is what the Gemara says. What is the Gemara telling us? It's saying a person in this world has a lot of things to worry about. Firstly, he can walk into a pit, or walk into a wall, or walk off a mountain. That's his first worry. Secondly, he can be attacked by evil forces, either physical or spiritual forces. He can be attacked by bandits, by high arrows, by evil animals, or even by spiritual evil forces, by the Yetzer Hara or the Satan, the evil inclination. Thirdly, he doesn't know where to go. Person doesn't know in this world what is the right way. Should I do this or that? Should I go to the right or to the left, or to the left or to the right? So he's fraught with problems in this world. He comes across a torch of light. What is the torch of light? These are the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ki han mitzvah ner mitzvah. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, a mitzvah is like a torch. He comes across a torch of light. Now no longer does he have to worry about falling into a pit or walking into a wall. But there are still the evil forces in the world. The animals, the bandits, the spiritual, the non-physical evil forces. Kiven sh'ol amur ha-shachar, but once daylight comes, he doesn't have to worry about those forces either. That's Torah. The wisdom of the Torah, the words of the Torah which he studies, that'll make a dark world into daylight. And now he doesn't have to worry about those forces. But a dying ein yodea be'eze derech yelech. But he's still confused as to which way should he go, until he comes to Proshes HaDrochim. He comes to Proshes HaDrochim. This is a main juncture of major roads which are clearly marked. Oh, then he knows where he's going. My Proshes Drochim. What is this Proshes Drochim that we're speaking about? The Gemara has a few examples, a few opinions, but Mazut Raima, the Talmud Chochem, the Saukele Shmaitza Libri Hilchaso. This refers to already a higher level of Torah. Not someone who only studies the wisdom of Torah, but someone who studies Torah and he brings the Shmaitza Libri Hilchaso. He brings the Torah to the actual application of halacha, of practical law. What does this mean? Masik shmaitza libre hilchaso. That's when someone learns Mishnah, and he learns Gemara, and he goes into the depth of the Gemara, and from there he learns the Meforshei Harishonim, the commentators, the early commentators, and the Meforshei Acharonim, and he learns the latter commentators. And he clarifies the whole sugya. He clarifies all of the debates and the discussions of the and the arguments of the Gemara, until he can be Meitzi Halocha. He can from there come to the actual Halocha from the whole Sugyas Hashash. This is Masik Shmaitza Aliba de Hilchisa. What is so special about this? I'll explain. Is because it's very good to learn the wisdom of Torah. But even when one is learning Torah, he can go off in a wrong direction also. We have what is known, for example, as Pilpul Shel Hevel. He can come and debate endlessly in the Gemara in wrong directions. He can go to the right, he can go to the left. So it's daylight. Olo Amar HaShachar, it's daylight. He has Torah, but I dine in here there based derech leilich. But he still doesn't know which is the right way. He's still confused until he comes to Proshes Adrochim. In other words, this is the perfection of Torah. That someone who studies Torah, and from the Torah, he builds and he builds and he builds, until he comes to the halacha, then he knows it's Torah's emes, because the halacha's emes. Then he knows that he's in the proper direction, proper path of Torah. The halacha is called from the word halicha. He knows he's walking in the right direction. And that's Proshes Adrochim. He's come now to the roadside. This is what the Gemara explains. And this is the light that Torah brings a person. The highest level of Torah brings him a total light, and in this world and in the next world. It's another Gemara, another pasuk in Mishle. In Mishle, Perek Dalet, pasuk Dalet. Vayoreini Vayemeli. The Torah teaches us. Here we have from Loshon Hora, Torah. The Torah teaches and guides us. And it said to me, Yismoch Dvorai Libecho. My words shall be the foundation and the sustenance for your heart. Shmor mitzvosai vechyeh. Guard my mitzvahs and you shall live. The Torah teaches us and it calls out to us and it says, you want to live. Mia ish echovitz chaim. Who wants life? And the life of a person comes from his heart. So the Torah says, yes, the life of the person comes from his heart. But what sustains his heart? He says, I sustain the heart. Vayireini vayomeli. Torah calls out to us and tells me, Yismach dvorai libecho. My words will sustain your heart and give you life. Shmor mitzvosai vechyeh. And the gardens, the guardian of my of the mitzvahs, of my mitzvahs, will give you life. And this is what we referred to before. The Gemara brings in Masechta Erevin and Daf Nun Daled. The Gemara there is referring to some other psukim in Mishle. In Mishle Aleph Pasuk Tes states as follows: Ki livyas chein heim l'reishecho. The Torah is a band, a beauty and charm for your head. Vanochin legagere secho. And it is a jeweled chain and necklace around your neck. This is what Shlema Melech called Torah. And in another posuk, in Perek Dalet posuk of Beis, he said, "Ki chaim heim lemeitzeihem." Torah is life to those who find it. Ulechol besorei marpei, and will heal all flesh, all of his flesh. The Gemara brings on this. And Erevin daf nun dalet. Omer Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, "Hamahalach b'derech ve'ein ima elavaya." If someone has to go on a journey and he has no one to take with him, we have, the Gemara always said that there's a very, very great mitzvah in levaya, in escorting someone on a way, because kol hadrochim becheskes sakona. Journeys are dangerous. Regardless if we're speaking about old time travel or modern travel, journeys are dangerous. This is why the Gemara in Berachah says, "Hamle, before you go out on a journey, you have to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his protection." And they were masakin tefilas aderech, and they made a special tefillah, a special prayer for the travelers. And the reason why journeys are dangerous, not only because of physical danger, there are wild animals, other problems, there could be bandits and so forth, but there's a deeper reason also the Gemara brings. Because you are going chutz min hayishuv, you are going away from civilization. And the main protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where people live, in civilized areas. And once you go out of these areas, say here does not have such protection from Hashem. Therefore, kol hadrochim becheskes akona. When you go out of the city, it's dangerous. And we have to come on to special means to protect ourselves. And therefore, the Gemara says, if you're going on a journey, the best is to take someone with you. Because when you have someone with you, you're taking part of the settlement, part of the civilization with you. You have no one to take with you. This was the mitzvah of Levaya. Someone should at least escort and accompany you part of the way. But what happens if someone's mahalech laderech ve'ein lei levaya, but he has to go on a journey and he has no one to go with him? What should he do? So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, yasik b'torah, then let him study Torah on the way. How do we know this? Shenemar ki livyas chein heim, because it says ki livyas chein, the Torah shall be a band of beauty for you. And the word livyas, band, is the same word as levaya, to escort someone. It's the same word, because when you escort someone, there's a group, there's a band of people together, they are banded together. And here we see the Torah is called Livyas. So therefore, when you have to leave the city and you're alone, let the Torah escort you. Why should that help? So the Maral explains very well. Because we said the danger of going out of the yishuv, of out of civilized areas, is because you're left in deserted areas, in places away from civilization. But if Torah is with you, how can you be in a deserted area, away from civilization? When the Torah is the foundation of the world of civilized areas, of settlements. So therefore, when you take the Torah with you, you're not going away from the world. You're being mischaber im kolak olam kula. But you're bonding yourself with the whole world. Therefore, yasik b'Torah. Then the Gemara goes further on this posuk, and it says as follows. Chash b'reishu. A person has a headache. Yasik b'Torah. Let him study Torah. As it states, ki liv yischein heim l'reishecho. They shall be a band of beauty for your head. Chash b'greinai. What happens if he has a pain in his throat? Yasik b'Torah. Let him study Torah. As it states, v'anochim l'gagreishecho. They shall be, the Torah shall be a jeweled chain and necklace for your throat. Chash b'meyov, what happens if he has stomach pains? Yasuk b'Torah, let him study Torah. And the Gemara brings another pasuk to show that it's good for the stomach. Chash b'atzmeisov, what happens if he has aches and pains in his muscles and his bones? Yasuk b'Torah, let him study Torah. And the Torah, and the Gemara brings another pasuk that is good for the bones and muscles. Chash b'chol gufay, what happens if he feels sick in his whole body? Yasik b'Torah, let him study Torah, as it states. And the Gemara brings the second pasuk that we brought. Ulechol b'sorei marpeh, lechol b'sorei marpeh, that ki chayim heim lemeitzeiim ulechol b'sorei marpeh. It is life to those who find it, and it will heal all flesh. So we see here that the Torah has a healing power. Has a healing power first to the head. Therefore, if a person doesn't feel good in the head, should study Torah. Has a healing power in the throat. It has a healing power in the stomach. It has a healing power in the bones and muscles. And ulechol b'sorei marpeh, has a healing power in all of flesh. We can learn this Gemara two ways. The Baral says, both ways you can learn the Gemara. You can learn that the Gemara is speaking at a spiritual level. We're speaking here of Cheli HaNefesh, people who have spiritual sicknesses. There are certain people who have spiritual sicknesses in the mind. For example, they are directed in alien ways. Idolatry, kfira, atheism. These are spiritual sicknesses in the mind. Chash b'reishoy, yasik b'Torah. The Torah will straighten them out. Afil b'greinei. There are those who have spiritual sicknesses in the throat, because from the throat comes the voice. Maybe Lashon Hara. They're saying things that they shouldn't say. And yasik b'Torah. There are spiritual sicknesses in the stomach, because from the stomach comes the taivas haguf, the desires of the body. And so on. Or envies, or whatever it might be. Until if a person is totally spiritually sick, Torah will straighten them out. But, he says, you don't have to learn it that way. You can learn it kipshutai. You can learn it simply also. That even physical sicknesses, the Torah will help to heal. Actually, the Gemara brings, after that, the Gemara says, Omar the Omar of Yehuda Berbechia Bo Ure Shaleka Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosavadon. He says, see how wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how he's a different type of doctor than a physical doctor. Odom Nesin Sam Lechavere Lezeh Yofel Lezeh Kosho. When a doctor gives medicine to a person, for this one it's very good, but for someone else it's not good. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Kein Nesin No Sam Torah L'Yisrael Sam Chaim L'Chol Gufay. He gives medicine to Yisrael. The same Torah is good for everyone. And we can learn that it's referring to physical sicknesses also, because all disturbances, be it physically or spiritually, he writes, comes when from a shinoi, from a deviation, from an unbalance in the system. And this we know. When a person deviates, or he strikes an unbalance, either at the spiritual plane or at the physical plane, then there's going to be problems. He eats an unbalanced meal, he's going to have stomach aches. If he does it chronically, heaven forbid, he can contract chronic diseases. And so on and so on. If he lets himself get too hot, he can become heat exhausted, become sick, sunstroke. If he lets himself get too cold, heaven forbid, he can catch cold, he can catch pneumonia. The body always seeks and demands moderation. You'll notice one of the great wonders of the body, how it constantly battles for moderation. You can be in a room that is 30, 40, 50 degrees. Or you can be in a room that's zero. Your body temperature will be the same, because the body demands moderation. Your body, your pulse rate, will always battle to retain a norm, no matter what you are doing to it. Your blood pressure will always battle to retain a norm, no matter what you are doing to it, no matter what the external conditions are. When external conditions become too much for the body and it cannot retain that norm, or the body has to use up too much of its energies in order to retain the norm, then we're headed for problems. So therefore, all sicknesses come from shinuyim, a change in the system, a change in the moderation, a change in the norm. And the same thing with spiritual problems also. And the Torah is called Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, Yoshor, perfectly straight, not to the right and not to the left. It's the master plan of the world. How can it not be straight? Then the world would be leaning to a side. It's like an architect that creates a plan for a building. It's perfectly straight. Torah Hashem Temimo. It's perfectly in balance. And when one is far from Torah, he's in darkness. And when you're in darkness, you cannot walk a straight line. You wander. You go to the right or you go to the left. You might fall in a pit, you might walk into a wall, and then your day is a derech yelech, you don't know where to go. And all types of problems come from there. But when one has Torah, it puts him online, and he knows exactly which way to go, and he doesn't go to the right or to the left, but he goes straight. Umarpe kol bosar. And this cures all flesh. First, the Gemara said, You got a problem in your head. Torah can take care of it. Then in your throat. Now there I would think maybe Torah cannot take care of it. The head is the mind, so it's more spiritual. But the throat is not so spiritual. Now the Torah will take care of it there also. But then I thought maybe the throat, because there is the power of speech. But when it comes to the stomach, that's not so spiritual. The Torah will take care of that also. All right. At least in the stomach you have your vital organs, the heart and so forth, and the cavity. But what about the bone and bone structure and the muscles? Now the Torah will take care of that also. Marpe kol bosor. So we can learn that it's referring to spiritual sicknesses, but it's referring to physical sicknesses also. And if we cannot understand all of this, firstly, there's a great deal that we can understand. Today, the world is awakening. It's a chiddush that they're waking up. I just saw today an article on it. In America, where they want to, they've been brought to the Congress. It says that America has the worst health plan in the world. It was actually, this was one of the great issues of the past election. It has the worst medical health plan in the world. It says they get, for every dollar spent for health, they get less for it than any other country in the world. This is what it said. And they have brought this to Congress now, where one of the main problems is because there is no emphasis on preventive medicines, only on curative medicines. While other countries spend much more on preventive medicines. It says this is a stitch in time saves nine. You teach a person how not to get cancer, doesn't cost much money. It says it can cost a dollar. You try to give him treatment for cancer, for every dollar spent, not spent, it'll cost you $100. And that's the American system. And it speaks about preventive medicines, which the world is waking up today. Of how much, you have to speak in money, because that's the only thing that'll move the government to move people. So you can't speak in terms of good health or not, but money. It's all money, it says. How many billions can be saved? With public programs. So what programs are they talking about? I mean, what I'm saying is the Kiddush, they're waking up. More public programs of what kind of disease alcohol, overindulgence in alcohol can cause. What kind of diseases indulgence in tobacco can cause. What kind of diseases indulgence in drugs can cause. What kind of diseases indulgence in bad foods can cause. What kind of diseases indulgence in lack of exercise can cause. And they have this all documented. It's being presented to Congress by documents that are brought from the greatest seats of learning in America, the Harvard School of Medicine, Columbia School of Medicine, and so forth. And they're right there. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, you name it, they said. Enormously today, it's self-induced by our lifestyle, which can be enormously reduced merely by preventive medicines. Now, this is one way Torah is marpe kol bosor. Person learns Torah. It tells him what to do and what not to do, how to take care of himself. So that for sure we can. The Torah tells us clearly if tobacco is dangerous for you, you're not allowed to smoke. If drugs are dangerous, you're not allowed to take them, and so on. But even more so, even curative medicines. And this also, coincidentally, today when I was driving home, so on the radio, they had a whole program on curative diseases. But they say what the Western world is starting to see today. And this also is very heavily documented. that all of these diseases that we mentioned, cancer and hypertension and heart disease and diabetes and whatnot, where today clinically through tests they're proving how much stress related they are, that these diseases are brought on by stress, various forms of stress, and they're showing the chemical reactions in the body. And this was a whole program dedicated to this. And it was saying that how does a person counter stress? So then it had various suggestions. One is they had someone who wrote a book on me on meditation, and he made all kind of tests. And another one, this one, and that one. So this is what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Chash bereishoy. You have a headache. You have other problems. Marpe kol bosra. First of all, the Torah will take care, will guide you in a proper spiritual direction. But it'll guide you also in a proper physical direction. Not only through leading a proper life, which can short-circuit, circumvent so many of these terrible diseases, but where it brings a fullness and a fulfillment and a simchas hanefesh and whatnot to a person, where today the world, the greatest scientists in the world and the greatest seats of learning are groping to find these things. And all of this is because of the principle we said. Torah is not from this world. Tov Tov Kuf Ein Daladeiros, the Gemara says. 974 generations before the world was created, Torah was created. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world from the Torah. So there can be nothing that is, there can be no path in this world that if it's from Torah, and from, we're speaking about legitimate Torah though, like the Gemara said, someone who learns Torah and is able to bring it to the halacha, the perfect path that cannot be perfect for the person. And therefore, we have to know how to respect every word of wisdom of the Torah. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, Yekorehi mipnimim. It is more precious than the greatest and most precious pearls. Kol hafotzecha layishvavo, and kol hafotzim La Yishvava. Not only all of your worldly desires and your worldly fantasies cannot equal one word of Torah, the value of one word, the wisdom of one word of Torah, but even all of the desires of the Almighty, all of the mitzvahs of Hashem that we have to fulfill, we must fulfill them, but still in their greatness they cannot come to the greatness of Torah, because they have their limitation. Kiner mitzvah, they are like a candle, a torch, and they give protection and light also like a candle, but with a limited extent. The Torah is or. Torah is from another world. It's bilti gashmi. It's non-physical. There are no limitations. It is makes out of a dark world broad daylight. And it is meginon me'ir alaylon. It brings protection to the person and light forever. Not only in this world, but even when he lies down in the grave and even when he gets up in the next world. This was the Torah. We should all be zeicher to have our chelek in Torah, B'zeche to a chag, Shavua Sameach, the chag, the yantif of the Matan Torah, of the giving of Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.